In 2004, I co-authored Unfit for Command, Swift Boat Veterans Speak Out Against John Kerry, with Swift Boat Veteran John O'Neill. Unfit for Command was a critical analysis of John Kerry's military service during the Vietnam War and his radical anti-war protest activities as a lead spokesperson for the Vietnam veterans against the war when he returned from Vietnam. Any implication that this book is a Swift Boat book is not accurate, and that John O'Neill and the other members of the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth have had nothing to do with this book, its analysis and arguments, or my opposition to Barack Obama's 2008 presidential campaign. My fundamental opposition to Obama's presidential candidacy involves public policy differences. While Obama's 3 complete years in the Senate have given him remarkably little time on the national political stage, there is still enough information from his slim Senate record, as well as his years in the Illinois state legislature, to see a pattern of voting on the far left on a wide range of policy issues, including abortion, taxes, illegal immigration, international trade, and national security. I intend to show that an Obama presidency would lead us into an Obama nation. The play on words is fully intended because Obama's radical leftist politics, driven by the cult of personality he has intentionally manufactured, would be an abomination, and that the result of these policies would be to lead the United States into a costly and self-destructive direction, both at home and abroad. What I seek to prevent is an Obama presidency that would represent nothing more than a repeat of the failed extremist politics that have characterized and plagued Democratic Party presidential politics since the late 1960s. With Obama, the leftist political correctness enforced by his campaign has even intervened to prevent anyone from using his middle name, which happens to be Hussein. Put simply, the argument here is that Barack Obama is more of a Michael Dukakis, a George McGovern, a Jimmy Carter, or even a John Kerry than he is a Franklin Delano Roosevelt or even John F. Kennedy.